Hello and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. Reading a scripture from the book of 1 Timothy today. It's 1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 18 through 19. And this is Paul speaking to Timothy, who he considered to be a son in the faith. Timothy was his right side man. He was a man who loved Paul and really loved the Lord. And Paul is speaking to Timothy. He's giving him instruction. Timothy, being a young man in such a defiled world, a world that comes against everything about the message of the gospel. But here we find this man, Timothy, who many of us can relate to, being in a place where we want to stand for the Lord. We want to do what he has called us to do. And Paul is giving him a command. He's giving him this more than just advice, but really a command from God that we can all partake in today and follow and find ourselves being strengthened by him. And it says here, Timothy, my son, I am giving you this command in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by recalling them, you may fight the battle well, holding on to faith and a good conscience. And I wanted to focus on really what Paul first is saying here. He says, listen, Timothy, I'm giving you this command in terms of the prophecies made over you. Recall what God has spoken to you. Now, these prophecies to Timothy, we could speculate that it could have been numerous things. It could have been a prophecy of Timothy being a man of God and leading a people of God closer to him in the pastoral ministry. Whatever it may be, God, we can relate to today, has spoken many things into our lives. Maybe he says and has prophesied or spoken through his word, you know, that you would stand in your family, that your family would serve him. Maybe he prophesied that you would simply be a person of powerful prayer that God was going to use to touch the nations. Whatever it may be, we find that it can be a weapon in our battle against the darkness of this world. He says, Timothy, recall them. Recall them so you would fight this battle well. We have to recall the words that God has given us, even if it takes us going back in our journal to certain points of life where God had spoken clear and we knew it was a word from the Lord. Sometimes we've got to just go back. We've got to recall what God has already given. And in those things, we remember God's power. We remember who he is. And I love this because Paul says, holding on to the faith. In other words, cling to the faith, Timothy. Cling to the faith, John. Cling to the faith, Suzanne, whoever it may be listening to right now. He's saying, recall the words that God has given you and cling to the faith. Don't let it go. When I think of clinging to the faith, holding to the faith, I think of a small child, where we've all seen at some point a young child where we approach them and say hello, and maybe they're shy, maybe they're a little frightened. And what do? They hold on to their mom, to their dad. They cling to them. And it's no different for the Christian. We want to cling to our faith. And what is our faith? Our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. That all the things that he's spoken, all the things that he's called us to do for his will and for his kingdom, it's all rooted in clinging to the faith, never forgetting that it is the Lord Jesus who works in and through us. So we go back over and over, knowing that it is Christ who pleases God, knowing that every work that is in faith in Christ is pleasing to the Father. And without him, there is nothing. Without him, we cannot do the work God has called us to do. Without him, we cannot please our Father in heaven. But through Christ, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So may we recall the things that God has given us today. May we recall the prophecies. May we recall the words, the many things that he has done so that we would fight this battle well and cling to the faith, never forgetting today that we can trust that Jesus will always lead us to the Father, never forgetting today that we can cling in faith in the one and only Son of God who has made a way. Now is the time and now is the season. May we rise. May there be a Timothy out there. May there be a John. May there be a Karen. May there be a Caitlin, whoever you may be. May you rise in the command of God today and cling to the faith.